Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA, sponsored in part by Star Dental Institute. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. And this is our first podcast, of which we hope will be many, and it's great to have all of our guests in the room. I thought before we get into some of the meat of the podcast, we'll go around and introduce our guest here. Let's go ahead and begin with Bob McLaughlin, Chief Operating Officer, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Good morning, Bob.
Well, Mike, great to be here. I'm very proud that we are associated with these two outstanding organizations in support of military veterans and their families. I'm retired Army. I've been in the community since 2009 on active duty and now serving as the Chief Operating Officer of the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Just proud of what we do every day, and I look forward to sharing more about what we do at Mount Carmel.
All right, our next guest that we would like to go ahead and bring to the microphone, Jim Hannon, Site Director, USA Colorado Springs Campus. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I am Jim Hannon, Site Director for the Colorado Springs Campus. We're really proud to and honored, really, to support Mount Carmel and their efforts with this podcast to get good information out to veterans and their families around the community. I, too, served for over 33 years and continue to serve our members for the past nine at USAA.
Well, thank
proud
you.
To be here.
And thank you for your service, too, both of you gentlemen. And another sponsor, and we need sponsors to make this happen, and we do appreciate it. We'd like to welcome in Gary Moore, Dr. Gary Moore. He is the owner of Star Dental Institute at 21st Street Dental, and it's good to see you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm really, really excited about this project.
And you really do support the military in so many ways.
Absolutely. Even though I've never served in the armed forces, I think I represent the people that back you guys up. And that's the way that I've been able to serve. And I'm really, really proud of that.
All right. And we're going to talk more about your practice here in just a little bit. So stand by. We've got a lot to cover. So let's get to it. But Bob, since this is our first podcast, we wanted to go ahead and get a little bit of background about Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. What does your organization do for veterans?
So Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center proudly provides employment and transition services to veterans that are in a state of transition, whether out of the active military service or somewhere in their life after the military. So employment and transition services are very important. We have a Veterans Family Resource Center where we provide supportive services to veterans who may be trying to get a leg up. It could be financial, educational, legal. We have a benefits coordinator on the premises. And we do links to housing as well. So those are the supportive services. And then one of the other things we're very proud of is we have a low-cost or no-cost behavioral health counseling center where we work with interns from universities across the community in the state to provide needed counseling. And in the counseling program, it's not just talk therapy. It's alternative therapies. We do retreats. We do taekwondo. We do yoga. Equestrian. So there's a whole variety of therapies that we do to support our military veterans and their families. And I think it's important to note that our services are for military, are for veterans and their families.
Oh, that's terrific. So spouses, and also if they have kids, they can take advantage of these services too.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we've found through over the years is, you know, the family unit is always affected by the service. Mm-hmm. And we have very extensive family counseling practice to help families sustain the family unit, which is absolutely critical to the values of this community and, of course, the military.
And Bob, out of all those various services you mentioned, is there one or two that stands out that you seem to have more of a demand than others, that more people are seeking?
I think we're pretty balanced, but one of the things that I'm really trying to grow this year is to make sure that military veterans and their families seeking counseling of any kind will be able to get that counseling. In our community, there's, you know, what we call a sea of goodwill, where there are people out there that want to help. The beauty of the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center is it's a place that they can go to get the services, and they don't have to negotiate, as we say in the military, the minefield of services, the sea of goodwill. So coming to Mount Carmel, specifically with the counseling aspect, is critical. What makes it special is that there's case managers. Whatever the need is, there's a case manager there that's going to help military veterans or their family get to the next step.
And where is Mount Carmel located?
So we're at 530 Communication Circle. That's no S on the end of that. It's off 8th Street on the hill. And we're just proud to be there providing the service.
And folks can call, too, if they want to reach out. And what's the best phone number?
The best number to reach us is, of course, area code 719-772-7000. That's 719-772-7000.
And we have people that are listening to this podcast, you know, across the country, because that's the beauty of the internet. Do you ever offer service for people outside of our community? Or let's say someone is stationed in another area and they have a question, they can still reach out if they're a veteran, correct?
Sure. Our model and mantra is any era of service, any time, any location. Just because the building's geographically located here in El Paso County, which is a large veteran population of over 100,000, our military members in transition and veterans, although we want them to stay in Colorado in this great state and this great county, we want to make sure that whatever their needs are, whether they're transitioning from Fort Carson, from the academy as cadre, from Peterson or Schriever, we want to make sure that they're connected to their gaining community. So it starts locally, but spreads nationally, so that we have connections across the country where we can refer them to get services, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. If they're in another post and are coming here in a retired mode or an active mode, we just want to make sure that the warm handover exists.
We want to let you know that you are listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute. All proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. And our guest today, Bob McLaughlin, he's the Chief Operating Officer, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, Jim Hannon, Site Director, USA Colorado Springs Campus, and Dr. Gary Moore, he is the owner of Star Dental Institute. And we've got a guest that we're going to bring in now, another person that you haven't heard from yet. And since he works for USAA, I thought it would be appropriate if Jim does the introductions.
Oh, thank you. I'm proud to introduce Mike Tucker, who came to USAA 6 years ago after serving honorably in the Army. And he's just been a fantastic employee working in our claims department. And I'm honored today to introduce Mike Tucker.
All right, Mike, welcome. And it's a pleasure to meet you. I'd like to start off by telling us a little bit about your background and specifically your service.
Well, thanks, Mike, for having me here. I appreciate that. And Jim, thanks for the introduction. So I served in the military for 8 years, joined in 1998 out of a small little farm town in upstate New York, and wanted to serve my country, and what better way to do that than to join the military. So I joined the Army, was active duty infantryman, first station in Fort Lewis, Washington for a couple years, and then PCS moved to Fort Hood, where I finished out my duration and had a deployment to Iraq in 2004 to 2005, March 2004 to March 2005, where, you know, eyes were really open to what being in the military is all about with all the training and having to, you know, do the job or duty, I should say, that you're trained for to go to combat.
And what was your specialty in the Army?
Specialty was an infantryman, 11 Bravo.
Okay.
So pretty much frontline guy and first in, last out.
Understand. Well, thank you for your service. How did you end up in Colorado Springs?
Once I was actually medically retired from service in September of 2006 due to injuries sustained from combat. I was discharged for PTSD, TBI, neck issues, back issues from numerous significant traumatic events that I endured in Iraq in my tour through combat.
Well, it looks like after spending some time with you before we actually began recording this podcast, you're doing really well right now.
It's been an up and down roller coaster, and I luckily met a woman several years ago, became my wife, and as I consider her saving my life, and has made me a better man. And I have a 3-year-old son now, and we are definitely, definitely doing good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. And before you started working at USAA here in Colorado Springs, where did you work before? You did a couple other things.
Well, but when I first moved here, I was, the mindset I was in, it still was on shaky ground, still trying to, deal with the outcome of what happened through Iraq. And I eventually took a job working as a motorcycle technician at Rocky Mountain Cycle Plaza. And I love motorcycles. I ride, and thought, well, why not do that? And it was enjoyable, but I went to test drive a car one day at Phil Long dealerships, and the sales rep I was talking to happened to be prior service military too. And we just got to talking, and he offered me a job. So I was like, to be a salesman? I don't know if I'm going to be a car salesman, but I took the job, and that was probably in January of 2007. And first day on the job, I sold 2 cars. I'm like, okay, I can do this. So I did that for about 5 years.
And while we're on Phil Long, the dealerships, real quick, I'm going to have Bob jump in here because there is a tie to Phil Long and Mount Carmel. Bob, would you explain, please?
No, it's more than just a tie. It's a whole personality behind Mount Carmel, and that's Mr. Jay Cimino, and you've probably met Mike, probably met Jay. Mr. Cimino is the founder of the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, which I get to serve with every day, and his daughter Gina is the president of the Board of Trustees to deal with both Mount Carmel and Jay's other endeavor in Trinidad, which is Mount Carmel Health and Wellness. So Jay would be proud that you sold 2 cars in your first day and that you were happy. And he'd be proud of you as a veteran in your service as well, because he's a veteran as well.
And Bob, would you say, after meeting Michael and listening to his story, he is exactly the type of veteran that Mount Carmel is there to help?
Absolutely. He served his country diligently, and I was in Iraq when he was there, and the story that he tells doesn't really shed good light on the intense combat that he was involved in. So, Mike, my hat's off to you, because I understand the challenges that type of combat offers to our veterans, mm-hmm. and specifically Mount Carmel is here for veterans like you that have those experiences.
All right, and Michael, I'll go back to you for just a moment, because I stopped you when you were going through your career before you got to USAA. So you went to Phil Long dealerships, sold 2 cars on your first day, thought you got it made, and then walk us through how you ended up at USAA.
Well, I did that, selling cars for several years, and I think to myself, Colorado was always in my heart. Just a backdate, I came into Colorado back in 93 for the first time on a elk hunting trip with my father and my twin brother, and fell in love with Colorado then, and it took me another 15 years to make it back here through, finishing up high school and then the military service. Would have been loved to have been stationed at Fort Hood, but never got the opportunity to. So after my extent with selling cars, I think best thing I can say is I had a relapse with the issues that I have from combat with PTSD, and started seeking help again through VA, and wish that I had known then about Mount Carmel. Based off what Bob had said with the benefits that the organization has, those are definitely something I could have also utilized along with VA and to seek help. So at that point, I started going to Pikes Peak Community College for do some college credits, use my GI Bill. Mm-hmm. Did that for a couple years, and then met my now wife while I was working part-time at a bar and grill downtown that's closed now. We won't say any names, but it was my favorite place to go. But I was working as a bouncer there, and I met her there, and that's from there to here, we're married and have a son and a nice family. And she was working at USA at the time. Oh. My wife was. She was a policy service rep, and I was like, I don't know anything about insurance. I don't know anything about that. So she's like, oh, it's easy. You can do this. And I started applying. And applying for policy services, but I didn't get those positions. I didn't have a good resume at the time, but I worked on that to get it better. And but while I was trying to get into USA, I got into Progressive Insurance, and I was working at Progressive in their commercial lines department, writing commercial policies. And I did that for about 8 months until I a claims position, an auto claims adjuster position, opened at USA, and I applied and got an interview. I got hired, and that was 6 years ago this month. And since then, I've been with USA 6 years, so as a non-injury auto claims adjuster. And so I handle, if you're in an automobile accident, there's no injuries in that party, I handle, you know, the liability investigation, who's at fault for the accident, set up a vehicle inspection, repairs, rentals, assisting the members with handling their claim, and making sure that their process is being handled properly and they're being taken care of. Is that is what USA does, is to take care of their members. I then took on a position for a coaching position for new hire trainees into the non-injury job position. Well, it was about 2 months of training for that. Well, I was training them to be new hires. And then once I finished up with that, I was promoted to an injury auto claims adjuster, which is what I currently do. So I handle all the aspects of that non-injury portion. But now if someone's injured in an accident, I handle that injury portion too. So reviewing their injured parties' medical bills, records to evaluate a settlement from their injuries, either dealing with the claimant directly or with an attorney if they've hired one.
And USAA is presenting this podcast that everyone's listening to right now. And full disclosure, I'm a USAA member. But for the benefit of veterans, and USAA is an insurance company for the military, if someone is listening right now and they are either on active duty, reserve, or retired, or a veteran, and they don't have USAA, why would you recommend that they should switch to USAA?
Well, Mike, that's a great question. And the best thing that I can say is I've been a member much longer than I've been an employee. I'm going about, I think, about 18 years as a USA member. And when I was in the military, my squad leader made me get USAA. Didn't know anything about it. This was way back in like 98 when they first started letting enlisted soldiers get into USAA. Through the years, USAA took care of me whenever I needed something, an issue was. And insurance is great, but USAA as a financial institution is there to service the member, help them financially, you know, protect them in their best interest. So it's not just insurance. There's multiple lines of insurance, multiple products, multiple areas of assistance. And the benefits to USAA is the member service. I think bar none that the service we provide to our members beats any other respectful company out there, and it means of member helping the member.
Okay. Well said. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. We're going to go back to Bob McLaughlin, Chief Operating Officer of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. And Bob, I'm going to let you do the introductions to our next guest, who happens to also be sponsoring this program.
No, it's an honor for me to be here with both Jim and Gary. And you just heard from Mike and his story. What I want to tell you is how important partnerships are in readiness. And the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center is focused on transition and wellness. And what Dr. Moore and his team do for dental, in the military we say dental readiness, because it's important to military members. Often what happens with veterans is they, since they're not held accountable because they don't have to be deployment ready, is they let their dental health kind of slide. And some veterans don't have the means to get help. Dr. Moore and his team are incredibly generous, countless offerings free for veterans to get their grill fixed, so to speak. And I first met Gary the other day and went into his clinic, and it's fantastic what he's able to do. And I'd like to turn it over to you to tell a little bit more about what you're doing out there.
Sure. Thank you. And thanks for everyone being here. It's nice to be along among like-minded people. And what we do for our veterans is we offer free dental implant services. And the way that we do that is we have dental implant companies that donate implants to our veterans. And we're able to place those in the patient's mouth and then restore them as needed or required and get their smile back. And we've recently put together a nonprofit called Together We Smile, in which we bring in other doctors that participate in this with us. And it's a great, great service. It's a way that we can give back to the veterans that gave their all.
And how is the demand for the service you're offering?
It's good. We'd like to see better demand for it.
Okay. So if someone is listening right now, and they or they know someone who could use this service,
sure.
How do they reach out?
Sure. Just call 719-597-7979, 719-597-7979, and ask for a free consultation.
All right. And again, thank you for being part of this program.
It's my honor. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Bob, again, this is going to be a program that we will be presenting a couple of times a month, giving updates, what's going on. And it was a pleasure to meet all you gentlemen. Do you want to come back up here, Jim, real quick and give us a little bit of word of USAA? Because I know your organization does so much for the military, and you are proud. And by the way, I was going to mention this at the earlier, and I let it slip. I want to go back to Michael Tucker, our guest. He was awarded the Purple Heart. That's our nation's first medal 11 years after he earned it in Iraq. So, again, I don't want to let time go by without thanking you again for your service and mentioning that award.
Well, Mike, I appreciate that, and definitely was a long road to be able to have the Purple Heart awarded to me. Just brief story, I think that, you know, when I got back from Iraq in 04, well, the incident, I mean, in itself was very traumatic. It was a last mission that I was in. I was a squad leader, staff sergeant at the time, and doing a right seat ride with the incoming unit out of Germany and showing them the area and the vicinity. And while on mission, a surface laid IED was detonated, and 13 soldiers went down, myself one of them, and I was hit with shrapnel to the left temple area, my right hand, to my chest and shoulder, which my body armor stopped, luckily. Knocked unconscious from that, and it was probably the worst day of my life at that point. Mm. You know, I came to, and briefly, saw blood coming from my head, dripping out of the ground, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I, yeah. Have I lost an eye or something? But, you know, came to dazed and confused and looked around, and soldiers screaming all around me from pain and agony from wounds that they had sustained. And I was 13, I say 13 went down, one got up and walked away. That was me. Everybody else was so seriously injured or killed in action that they had to be evacuated by Black Hawk. And I think at the time, the military, when I got back from Iraq, the military was so new into this transition unit for soldiers that were having issues from combat that I think that, you know, by the time I had realized what was wrong with me and there was something wrong and I needed help, that, you know, my unit was already getting ready to redeploy back to Iraq. And I think they just kind of were like, you know, here, go over here. And the paperwork never got turned in. So my wife is the one who, you know, she's like, you earned it. Let's do this. So she's the one who helped push me to, you know, make contact to General Rainey, who was my battalion commander in Iraq at the time, and who helped me get the paperwork, which was something in there. It was just kind of a regeneration of the paperwork, and had it presented at USAA, and what a great company to be able to do that for one of their employees. But yeah, it was a tough experience. Upon many experiences that I had in Iraq leading up to that one.
All right. Well, we're glad that it was 11 years, but you do have the award now.
I do. Thank you.
And thank you for sharing that story.
You're welcome.
I can see the emotion on your face when you're talking about it.
It's a tough story. I don't tell it often.
And Bob, I would imagine, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would imagine you're very proud to have him work at USAA.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have between 35 and 37% of our employees at the Colorado Springs campus are either veterans or spouses. And we have several with PTSD and some other challenges, and we lean over backwards to try to help them any way we can. And we've been very successful as a result. This organization, really, if you think about it, service to veterans and their families and is in our DNA. The organization was started in 1922 and has been serving for now 96 years, almost 100 years. And it's been fantastic, and we've expanded our portfolio of services and products. Initially, starting out with automobile insurance back in the day, imagine those old Model Ts, I guess. And then since then, we've expanded it to be a full service company with banking products, investment products, insurance for both sides, auto and property. And as Mike mentioned earlier, the best service anywhere. Our employees are passionate about helping members and their families, and we really go out of our way to try and help. And it's not just from the standpoint of our members, if you think about it as well. We have a very large philanthropic arm, and locally we give thousands and thousands of dollars to local organizations, 501c3s, the majority of them, to help the local community. And that same giving philosophy goes across the enterprise with other giving in San Antonio, Phoenix, Tampa, Chesapeake, Dallas, wherever we have a major office.
All right. And you also allow, if you're a member and have children who don't go in the military, the children can keep USAA.
That's exactly right. It's the gift that keeps on giving, right? Exactly. As long as the chain's not broken, an active duty member, their family can become a member. Their families can become members. And it just kind of goes like that. So any honorably served veteran can become a USAA member. And then it just goes on with their families after that. If anybody's interested, they can call 1-800-531-8722. That's 531-8722.
And for those who have been listening to this podcast and you found this information interesting, hopefully you found it valuable and you know someone who can benefit from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, I would ask you to share this podcast because it's very easy to share it. And we will be back soon with another installment. Gentlemen, it was great to have you here. And Bob, would you like to leave us with some parting words?
Sure. It'd be my pleasure to. Let me talk a little bit about some upcoming events that involve Mount Carmel and partners. And the first is the USA-sponsored October 24th job fair at the Chapel Hills Event Center. That's October 24th, USA sponsoring a job fair. Mount Carmel will be involved. On September 7th, which is next Friday, Mount Carmel will be hosting our Patriot Day event to honor Patriot Day. And by doing that, we and other partners are going to provide food and sundries to 400 deserving military families. If you're interested in this, we're giving vouchers out, and you want to participate, come to Mount Carmel with either a DD-214 or a military ID to be eligible to receive that, and that's on September 7th. On September 11th, which is Patriot Day, we're going to be screening the film Almost Sunrise, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., 18:30 to 20:30 for you military out there at Mount Carmel. Emmy nominated in 2018 for Outstanding Current Affairs Documentary. The film follows veterans that were involved in Iraq. So I recommend if you have time to come over and see that. On September 13th, Mount Carmel networking event will be held at Red Leg Brewery. Red Leg Brewery is a friend of veterans. They have a great product and they're a good partner of Mount Carmel. Good opportunity to network. It's hosted by Red Leg. They're at 4630 Forge Road, and that's 4 to 7 p.m. on 13 September. And the last thing I want to share is on the 15th of September, another partner, Task Force ISO Therapeutic Photography, will be hosting a photography session for those individuals that are interested in photography, using the power of image for inspiration, and that's 3 to 6 at the Mount Carmel Veterans Service.
All right, Bob, thank you for that. And you're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute.